Some communities in rural Alaska are desperate to stop shelling out money to power their communities on diesel. They're open to alternative energy, but most don't have the funding to even explore those ideas. Help could come in the form of graduate students from Harvard University who have been tasked with the assignment of solving some of Alaska's fossil fuel energy woes. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
Harvard Law student Mike Maruka may sound like he's describing a spring break trip.
We also got to drive out to Seward and went skiing at Alyeska. And we managed to catch the Northern Lights last night.
We did.
Sort of. They were not very clear.
But he's actually in Alaska for a class that's looking for practical solutions to reduce the use of fossil fuels, especially in low-income, underserved communities. With Alaska in a multi-billion dollar hole, state funding, including a lot of grant money, has been slashed. Maruka thinks it's time for Alaskan communities to start looking for funding outside the state.
Private money, such as from a large company or from a university, might be able to, in some cases, step in to where public funds used to support such projects.
The team's goal is writing a proposal to reduce 50,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide a year. The value of that reduction, measured in carbon credits, could be sold to private companies looking to offset their own carbon footprints.
The innovation is here. All that we are looking into is a way that an outside player who might want to capitalize on carbon offsets might be able to fill a gap or make something happen that wouldn't otherwise occur.
By the way, Maruka says 50,000 tons of CO2 is the average total emissions for a community of 20 to 25,000 people for a year. But most communities in Alaska aren't that big, which Caroline Lauer, a student studying urban planning, says is one of the biggest challenges for the team.
The high benchmark has really forced us to be creative and figuring out how can we package a bunch of different innovative options together to maybe get as close to 50,000 as possible.
The team didn't have the chance to visit rural Alaska, but they were in Anchorage this month meeting with energy experts from across the state. One of those experts is Christopher Emmerich, the city administrator and clerk for the Aleutian community of False Pass. And he's totally on board with this project.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. Yeah, sounds like a wonderful idea.
False Pass is a 73-person community that runs on diesel, which is expensive. Emmerich says the city spends around $200,000 a year on it.
Cost of energy is paramount with these small communities for surviving into the future, especially as funding is getting cut. If they have to keep paying like we do a quarter of a budget for diesel, that's not sustainable.
Since 2012, False Pass has been looking into tidal power, which would allow the community to be less reliant on diesel and more self-sufficient. But it comes with a hefty price tag, around $7 million, and the community can't foot the bill alone. Right now, the Harvard students are just working for course credit. They don't have any real funds to invest in rural Alaska. But that doesn't faze Emmerich. He's doing everything he can to make sure False Pass's energy projects are as ready as possible, just in case any outside financing comes along. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.